And the gospel passed through all generation and generation, all country to other country. We are here. The gospel was preached by the guidance of the helper to us. It's amazing, is it? And it's a good review, is it? So, we are now revised the Pentecost days. We can think about this and say, oh, but I think it happened just in the past. The helper looks not so powerful now. Because we cannot, I'm trying to speak in English, it's so hard, the help is not with me. You can think things about it, but I can tell you, in Brazil, one tribe of indigenous native people, sometime, few years ago, many people there had the dream, the same dream. And the dream was a white man with a black little book telling that one son of God was killed to pay the debts of the whole humanity. It was the dream of many people in the tribe had. And another days, a few days after, the missionary arrived in that tribal, and he was with a little black book saying about something different, and the people said, we knew him, we knew you, because many of us had the dream, and it was you telling about a God's son. Please tell us all the history now. He told, and all the tribe confess Jesus our Savior. So the helper is still with us. Maybe here we have private English schools, so it's our duty to pursue for Brazilians, but the help still guiding us, helping us, and comforting us when we are scared, but empowered when we fear. It's wonderful. And when the Holy Spirit comes, he brings with him wonderful things. And what does the Holy Spirit bring to us, you can think. The first thing, looking for the text that we saw, it's the Holy Spirit brings to us, when he came, a feeling, and a feeling of acceptance. Because we should remember that our God chosen a wonderful time to send his Spirit, Pentecost Day. Because Pentecost Day happened before the Holy Spirit comes or not. It was a Jewish party, and they was gathering in the Jerusalem for 50 days after the Easter. It's another Jewish party in their religion. Everyone were gathered in Jerusalem. It says to us about the purpose of the Holy Spirit. Because there was where a lot of people and a lot of language, a lot of parts of the world. But every one of these people heard their all language being spoken. Jessica and I, when are here, when we had someone speaking our language, we say, oh, he's speaking Portuguese as me. It's so nice. So, it's a feeling of acceptance. The Holy Spirit said to all the people, there is place in the church for you. Even if you came from Libya, Cyrene, Egypt, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Cappadocia, Judea, everywhere. Even if you came from Roma, the colonizers, there is space in the church for you. If you receive the Holy Spirit, because when the Spirit comes to us, He brings this feeling of acceptance. It's the work of the Holy Spirit, because Paul says in Romans, the Spirit of God testifies with our spirit that we are child of God. So, it's adoption. When the His Spirit comes to us, we can feel accepted more than a language. We can feel in another family, the God's family. It's wonderful because they became amazed. All these who are speaking Galileans are not. They from Galilee. Galilee is like end of the world. No one intelligent comes from there. But they are speaking wonderful language, many languages, in every tongue. Look a wonderful and diverse miracle happened here. Many people, many different languages, Asians, Africans, Europeans, Arabians, black and white, poor and rich, Jews and not Jews. It's the most wonderful thing because they thought that God is only for Jews, but it's not. He is speaking. The Holy Spirit is speaking for everyone in every tongue. But they had a very good question in verse 12. They asked, what does this mean? It's a very important question because the answer is, it means there is a feeling of acceptance in the God's family, the church, for everyone, from every background, from every language, from every country, if they receive the Spirit and born again. It's not about, it's mine. I'm a immoral person. But there is a feeling of acceptance for me. Well, there is if you receive the Holy Spirit. You can think, I'm a drunk. But there is a feeling of acceptance for me. There is if you search and receive the Holy Spirit and born again. I'm a sinner, a great sinner. There is a feeling of acceptance for you. The Holy Spirit can give it to you. But if you receive the Holy Spirit and born again, it's the only one requirement. It's so easy and so hard. So, it says to us two things. Did you born again? Because we can think about other persons, other people, but did you have a transformation from God and changed all your heart born again? Because you can pass all your life in the church, but didn't born again. You can pass all your life knowing about the scriptures, but never received the Holy Spirit. Did you born again? It's a good question to do to yourself. Because if you had the experience of transformation, doesn't matter your background, doesn't matter your language or the country that you came from, the only thing that matters is I was born again from the Holy Spirit. I received the Holy Spirit. I can say I'm free. So it's a good thing to think, because there is a feeling of acceptance for us. Acceptance that comes from, the first thing is the language we can feel, but it's much more the language, because all of them heard more than the language. They heard the gospel in their language. It's wonderful, because there is no salvation without the gospel of our Jesus Christ. You can be a good person, but if you have not Jesus, if you have not born again, if you have not the Holy Spirit, you are walking to the hell. It's because the Holy Spirit comes and help everyone to preach to everyone in every way about Jesus in every language. But the Spirit, when the Spirit comes, he brings a feeling of acceptance, but he brings a thought to understanding the scriptures. Because they was gathered but hidden in a room, all the disciples. But in the verse 14, 10, Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed to the crowd, fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. When Peter said, let me explain this to you, he's saying to us, when the Spirit comes, he brings understanding about the scriptures, about the Bible. Because we can think the miraculous things that the Spirit can do. But the most high miracle from the Holy Spirit is make our blocked mind understand the scriptures. And they understood the scriptures truly. Because Peter and the others were hidden, but now they are proclaiming to everyone and to the crowd. And it's the whole of the Holy Spirit help them in the mission to preach, because Jesus gave this mission to guide in the truth, to make the scripture clear. If you are Christians, if we are Christians, if we say that we have the Holy Spirit, we should have a great relationship with the Bible. Because if we have received a new heart, born again from the Spirit, we should have a great relationship with the Bible. It should be our food, spiritual food, to feed our heart every day. Because when the Spirit comes, he brings acceptance, yes, but he brings understanding from the scriptures. And we say in other verse, the people saying to Peter, brothers, it's the verse 37, brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, repent and I'll be baptized, every one of you. It's interesting, because we can stay a long time in the church, do many things in the church, but not receive the Holy Spirit. So there is no understanding of the scripture. No, you can say, I'm doctor in the scriptures. But without the Holy Spirit, without born again, you can understand in your mind, not in your heart. It's interesting, because the people heard the Peter, and they said, what I should do? Before these amazing things from the Bible, what I should do? You can think if you receive the Holy Spirit or not. You are You have a relationship from the Bible. You have listening a lot of sermons. But you, when receive the Bible, when receive a message, you think, what I should do? Because the Bible says a lot of things to us. Don't do this, do that, be kind. But we are not care about it. When the Spirit comes to our heart, when the Bible says it, we will say, I will do. I will follow what I should do. It is understand. Not say, oh, okay, I understand. I know. I see. Oh, yeah. No. When we understand truly, we say, what I should do, I will. If the Bible said it is immorality, I will say, okay, I understood. If I have the Holy Spirit, I say, I will fight against it. If the Bible said it's wrong, I will say, okay, I understood. I will fight against it with me, with myself, with my strength. So, because the question is, as the old hymn says, are you walking daily with the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed the blood of the Lamb? The question is it. Because if you can understand the scripture, it's much more about the mind. It's more about the heart and our actions. But there is another thing that the Spirit, when the Spirit comes, He brings to us a feeling of acceptance, a thought to understand the scriptures, but it's not about feeling and thought, but it's about action, something to do practically. So the Spirit brings to us an action to proclaim the gospel, to fill the mission that Jesus gave to us. Because in the verse 41, he said, with many other words, he warned them and pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added in their number that day. Wow. So they were right then. Now they were with a great work baptized 3,000 people. So as congregationals, we can baptize just putting out water in the head. I think it's the best way with 3,000 people. But we can see here that everyone who receives the Holy Spirit receives as well power to fill the mission. You can think, but Peter did a wonderful work. Not Peter. It was the Holy Spirit. We should remind that Peter was just a fisherman. Without instruction, without education, he could not speak another language. I think Peter can be in trouble to speak in his language. So, but Peter are preaching and 3,000 people are convinced. It's wonderful. It's only the Holy Spirit's work. So, dear brothers and sisters, if we are Christians tortured by the Holy Spirit, we need to tell the others about the salvation. So, our mission is not about doing good things. Doing good things is good. But our mission is more then be kind. Then be nice with every people. Our mission is about tell the people the only way can put them away from the hell. It is our mission. And it is because the Holy Spirit is so precious to speak in other languages, to empower the people to spread the gospel, because everyone without Jesus, from every background, from every country, from every language, from every religion, without Jesus, are going to the hell. But we have the only way that can put them away. It's so sad and so cruel. Stop it. When the people are walking to the hell, and we have the way to set them free. It's because the Holy Spirit came to give us power to tell one each other about Jesus, about the cross, about the salvation. So you can think, no, Peter was good, someone was good, but no, I'm not. I'm not able to do it. Preach to 3,000 people? You should not be a preacher. You have a kitchen? You have a home? You can tell for your family. You can tell for your neighbors. It's a little chat about Jesus. The only one and the only name who can save. Dear brothers, the good question for the Pentecost day is, did I receive the Holy Spirit? Do you want to be accepted, understand the God's word, to be empowered to preach the gospel? Receive the Holy Spirit and be saved. So, shall we sing?